Just Measures Radio Network.
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact,
Jack! Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather round, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I love it.
$100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
All we want to do is pop you off.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on.
That's right.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You'll go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge.
Holy poofy fittipelli.
Yay! Yeah.
Time.
forms, I said.
The answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
All right, here we are. Welcome. I love the welcome y'all give me on Friday nights. That's just great. I don't know why you don't do it here any other time, but Friday nights is great. Let's see. Everybody got Casper Mountain's clapping. Okay, we must have sound. Utah Scott's here on time. By golly, how about that? That's twice in 5 years. No, just kidding. Glad you made it here. Palm Bay. Who else we got? We got any? We got 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 anonymous in here. Rage and Ray's with us. And a bunch of our regulars here. I'm glad you guys made it. Twice in 2 weeks, Scott. That's excellent. All right. Okay. You know what Friday nights are. That's where we relax a little bit. And it's a good thing, too, because, boy, we got some stories. But I'm going to refrain from telling them tonight because I don't want to ruin your weekend. But get ready Monday because I'm going to ruin your whole week in one night. Going to be bad. But no, Hopper, we're not going to play anything decent at all. Everything we play is music that I hate. What kind of a question was that? Go stand in the corner. Yeah, the girls are having fun, Pumpkin Cat. They're back now. They Mamie called me earlier and said she is wore out and filthy dirty, wanting to shower and everything. I guess she had a good time. So I'm glad of that. The Hopper, now I know how to make you go crazy. I'll just tell you there's a penny in the corner right there and just wait and see how long it takes you to find it. Tell her I'll do that, Pumpkin Cat. Thank you. All right, we promised everybody that tonight would be trucking night. So we was going to dedicate the whole show to trucking songs. And for all you brother truckers out there, we're going to be doing some mostly classic stuff. We got a couple of newer ones. But I think we have an adequate supply of trucking songs here to get through 2 hours. And 007 asked last week, could we do a show on country gospel? Well, I don't know if we'll do a whole show, but we'll try here in a week or so to do at least half a show, at least an hour, with good country gospel. And there are definitely some good ones out there. So we'll see how all that turns out and see what I can dig up for all that. But yeah, we could probably spend an hour with the Statler brothers. But I'll pull up some old ones too, some old ones. Some of them that Amy will not like because she don't like a lot of that old stuff. But that's okay. It's not Amy's show. She don't have to play that. And hopefully she's listening tonight. She gets her shower and everything. She'll be in there. She might come in. She probably won't. She said she is wore out and can't hardly walk. So she, I guess those girls did a number on her out there. So. Yeah, Hopper. I see a lot of suggestions up there, and most of them are on this list that I have put together for you. And there'll come a time here while when I get ready to shut up, we'll start playing this list of songs here, and you won't have to listen to me for a little while. On Friday nights, we don't come in here to listen to me; we come in here to listen to Steve Earle.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out of Austin, about San Antonio, with the radio blastin' and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap up ahead in Selma Town, but no local yoga gonna shut me down.
guitar case. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard some calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking in the Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar town. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit in a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. When my back to the rival, make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and take you back with me to the guitar band.
Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling parade from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if some woman pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A-doodle-doo-doo-doo, a-doodle-doo-doo-doo. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo.
Utah Scott, you're late a lot, but I'll tell you, I love to see proper punctuation. That's you can read a sentence with the emphasis that's expected when you punctuate properly, and that's a very good thing. So good on you. I saw there was what did I see up here? Palm Bay. had a said, "Can't we give peas a chance?" And that reminded me of a story. And I don't know if y'all know how to catch a polar bear or not, but you know that polar bears love peas, and not have an opportunity to eat them very often. They're pretty fond of them when they get them. So what you do is you go up there and cut you a nice big hole, big enough for a polar bear, and you line the outside of it with peas. And then you stand back off over out behind a snowdrift somewhere and watch. That polar bear walks up there, and when he walks up to take a pee, you go up there and kick him in the ice hole. And that's how you catch a polar bear. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. Let's go on with the music here.
Roll on, big mama.
We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in, pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on truckin' cafe.
Looking for Mavis.
The old home filler up and keep on truckin' cafe.
Now we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, "Thank you, honey." Name was Mavis, I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, "You wait in the truck, boy." Then I went inside, she says, "What'll it be?" I says, "A cup of your best and a number three." She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot C and a bone for Sloan. I said, "Much obliged, old Sloan give a bark." I left her a buck and he left his heart at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on
truckin',
oh, the old home filler up and keep on truckin', oh, the old home filler up and keep on truckin' cafe.
Well, Saturday night, we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, "Sloan, I've been thinking on it, getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, the pop, the clutch, gave Tranny
good
spin to the
Beattie
Town Ram and slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe. It never closes. Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. I says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan and just have my truck washed? She allowed us that, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was going to have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the trucking cafe. Eight stools and a promise. Got a real nice place there.
You know, a lot of folks stop at truck stops. They just naturally think they should. 'Cause they figure any place a truck driver eats, the food's just got to be good. So they go in there amongst all them truck drivers, sitting around talking low. They're talking about women and stuff like that and how fast them trucks will go. There's the little old place out on 66 where a lot of the drivers stop and get their kicks. Reckless eyeballing this waitress that got called Flo. There's always a bunch in here hanging out, cutting up and talking about how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that and how fast them trucks will go. What's a wonder feller can sit down and eat is ham and eggs or his bread and meat with a good-looking woman like that around and on the go. First thing you know, you get to fidgeting and fussing and nudging one another instead of discussing how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that and how fast them trucks will go. Just takes it all in stride and swells all up with her woman pride. She's tickled plum pink you come in to see the show. She throws a little extra wiggle in that walk and you just sit there and grin and talk about homemade loving and stuff like that and how fast them trucks will go. I can't explain how it makes you feel, but you tip her $5 on a $2 meal. Get yourself together and start heading out kind of slow. While you're pushing that diesel on down the line, you get to thinking about your woman you left behind, how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks are going.
Just my
there's John Anderson with the chicken truck. Utah Scott and Hopper both, we try to refrain from news on Friday night. People can go out and look up their own news if you want. But once in a while, if something is very, very, is it critical? I'll tell you, there is critical stuff going on right now. And I'm just going to tell you, the militia is mobilizing again. They're heading down in mass to mostly South Texas, where got a lot of border problems down there, and that's one of the things. That's what we've talked about for the last couple of days. And the news is addicting, and it does. And that I've said that time and time again, that it happens so fast, we can't. There's new stuff happening during the damn show sometimes. Yeah, by the minute there's stuff in developments or new stories constantly. And if we're going to get away from it and break that addiction, then, you know, Friday nights is going to be it. We're going to listen to music and visit a little bit. If we do any news, it's going to be good news or something, so we can kind of relax a little bit. Now, I haven't heard anything about our Marine, Pumpkin Cat. I don't know what's going on with him. I haven't found any new news for that. But I'll tell you, if it was up to me, guys, if we do it, we just go in there and get him. And if it took the whole damn United States Marine Corps and Army backing him up and a herd of Boy Scouts bringing up the rear, whatever it took, I'd go get him. And if we wind up giving 5 known terrorists up for 1 deserter, no, everybody comes home. Yeah, everybody comes home if they deserve to come home. Yeah, deserters don't deserve to come home. If they're going to come home, they need to be tried. They don't come home 2 or 3 ranks higher than they were when they left just because they were in prison all that time, so...
Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City? Keep the back bar clean and keep the place looking pretty. Tell jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty when you get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop in City when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Well, Hank and Crystal, they moved out west to do the jobs they both knew the best, and that was running the best truck stop you've ever seen. Well, Hank worked back in the kitchen and cooked, and Crystal waited tables with a sexy look, and before long, she became known as the truck stop queen. You know that title went to her head. Hank became sorry he had ever wed that strong-willed woman who began to boss him around. She'd yell and scream through the kitchen doors and tell Hank to get the lead from his drawers. I mean, she was always putting him down. Well, one day Hank had it to his ears. He went to the cooler, got a couple of beers, took Crystal by the arm to the table, and he set her down. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City? Keep the back bar clean and keep the place looking pretty. Tell jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty when you get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Well, that Greyhound bus stopped every day to drop the mail while on its way to Reno, Silver City, Fresno, Tahoe, Bakersfield, and beautiful downtown Burbank. He said, woman, I've done had enough of your cuss. I'm putting my bags on that Greyhound bus. You're a plain bad fraud, and I had enough of your lip. He stepped up through that sliding door, and the bus took off with a roar. And as he hit the road, he bought a ticket for a one-way trip. Hank looked out the window at the back of the bus. There stood Crystal in the desert dust, standing on the bumper with her lips flapping in the breeze. She was pointing her finger and pounding on the glass and giving Hank a ration of sass. She wasn't about to let that poor man leave. Hank pressed his nose to the window pane. He began in screaming at the dizzy dame, and the people on the bus all began to turn and stare. Well, about that time a sign said dip. Crystal did a twist and a triple flip, and Hank hollered out the window as she flew through the air. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City? Keep the back bar clean and keep the place looking pretty. Tell jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty when they get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop in Tubby City when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone.
Well, there's a moral to this silly song, and I hope you ladies won't take me wrong, but women's liberation needs a slightly different point of view. For a man has got to be a man, and if you can just make him think he can, in turn, your man will make a woman out of you. Well, you're the only ones that can do the trick. Only a woman knows how we tick. I think that man and woman is here to stay. Just make your man think he's the boss. Help him out and he gets lost. And I guarantee you, girls, you'll never hear him say, who's gonna run the truck stop to the city, keep the back bar clean, and keep the place looking pretty? Tell jokes to the folks, keep the conversation witty when you get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Who's gonna run the truck stop to the city when I'm gone? Honey, when I'm gone. Yes, I'm gone. Bye-bye. You know I'm gone. You think I'm gonna stick around and listen to that sass? You done bought the farm, honey.
Kid, I remember one time Mama said, Daddy sent you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home instead of running around the country that away.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm a wanting to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas, little old South tonight.
Long strips of rubber that you see were burned off of this rig by the likes of me, and they'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in this diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and try to beat this a pace I'm a stepping in the time they can.
Oh, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a wanting to see in Nashville,
and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight.
Sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. On down that old Pacific shore, I swing north and run for Baltimore, or somewhere about 2,000 miles away.
Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right.
I got a sweet little thing I'm a dying to see in Nashville,
and I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight. And I'm down around Dallas and we're all south tonight.
Town from Boston to St. Louis, there's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, don't you roll so slow. Peggy Ann is waiting in Memphis and Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Knoxville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, a drug driving son of a gun. Well, there goes Joe. Flying low, making up his time. up where I sit. I don't believe you'd say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy 8. If you think I'm losing time, you're running late. I got a steady little baby waiting back home for me. But there are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee. And six more women, at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, a truck-driving son of a gun.
Raekwon9, how about you, Smoky Mountain Smoky? Got your ears on?
You got your Smoky Mountain Smoky. Bring it on.
10-4, you got the one blue trooper. What say we pull the plug on these old picture takers and back it on out into town for a short, short?
Oh, big 10-4 on that short, short blue trooper. Oh, mercy day there, Blue Trooper. Did you see that 18-wheel hot rod that just went by us in a gust of chicken feathers?
Yeah, Big 10-4 on them chicken feathers. He must have been doing 100 for sure. Busted every tube of my picture taker. I was holding it in my hand, too. Mercy sakes, that smart. Flat curl your fingernails backwards.
10-4, let's get to bubblegum popping and the hammer down. Break for that 18-wheeler there doing 100 for sure. Now you just bag it down, boy. We got you.
I'm the pin for game moon. Run out 10-4 smoke. I don't stop for no slow cop, not even for a pair. Cause chickens and old moonshine is a mighty heavy load. Got the hammer down on this big A-town road.
Now you look here, King Ducky Moon Runner Boy. You in enough trouble already going double-double nickels. Without having moonshine in the bottom of that rig under them chickens. Now you pull that old 18-wheel over to the side. Blue Trooper, give me a 20.
Hey, that guitar there, I can let you have 2 fives and some loose change.
Get the peanut butter out of yours, Blue Trooper. I want your location.
I'm eyeballing your taillights about a half mile behind you. Mercy day, Smoky Mountain Smoky. It's a snowing. Biggest flakes I ever seen.
Negatory, Blue Trooper. That ain't snow. That's chicken feathers off that 18-wheeler. You can always tell snow from the chicken feathers. Snow don't come up your wiper blade. Something awful. Now, Moon Runner Boy, you pull it over now.
I'm the pin for game moon runner, 10-4 smoke bear. Put the hammer down the big A-town and be my rockin' chair. Cause you can't catch me no matter how you try. My moonshine holler's down and go my by. Right there, Smoky Mountain Smoky. I done put out a call for reinforcements.
10-4, let's get every Smoky in Tennessee after him. He's doing 120 for sure. We gotta stop that boy before he gets to Georgia. Oh, watch out there, Blue Trooper. They done coming out of the chicken coop up here.
Well, negatory, tell them boys to keep them rigs parked.
Blue Trooper, I don't mean no chicken coop, boy. I mean a chicken coop. He done let them chickens loose out of that rig. Oh, mercy day, they drunk on that moonshine. Sure try to dodge 300 jaywalking drunk New England white rocks.
Ah, mercy, big 10-4 on them plastic Sunday dinners, they all over me.
Lord of mercy, now they started laying eggs.
10-4 on them 100-proof egg yolks. You reckon these old snow treads are gonna hang on these slippery eggs?
I don't know, but I got a half dozen frying sunny side up on my hood. Blue Trooper, what's your 20 now? Come on back.
I'm the four-wheel western omelet that just passed you.
Come on, wake our moon runner, the fun's over. Now, boy, we got 58 Smokies, 36 county mounties, 12 local yokels, 19 bears in the air, 22-meter mates, 2 ballistic missiles, Richard Petty Kojak, and 200 soused white rock chickens on your tail, boy. Now, you going back that old rig down or not?
Hey, we too late. That old moon runner done crossed that Georgia line.
Oh, 10-4. Great for a Georgia Smoky.
10-4. Back door. We got this old Kentucky moon runner on the side for sure. There he was streaking through the Georgia night, and he done forgot about that one. White night. 104 miles over speed limit. That old boy's gonna grow old in the pokey. come on down from that Tennessee, boys, and we'll do us some celebrating. Have us some fried chicken, scrambled eggs, and some of that Kentucky Moonrunner tea. How about it?
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town.
Come on.
Yeah, you got JT. Well, bring it on.
How about 10-36, sir? Goodbye. Come on back.
10-4, yeah, 36, 1281. Hey, mercy, mercy. You four-wheeler and UCB there. Come on back.
Big negatory. I was down at that old Bucks truck. I'm up in the toilet and somebody bumped me. I was winding my watch. It fell in the toilet. I wasn't going to fish it out. Come on back.
Yeah, mercy day. Big 10-4 on that getting bumped in the flush. I'm up.
Hey, yeah, 10-4 on that 10-36. I appreciate that, good buddy. Who we got up for, good buddy? Come on back.
Yeah, 10-4. You got your one and only barbecue sheep dipper. Come on back.
Sheep dip.
10-4.
Yeah, 10-4, you got your one and only ingrown toenail, bring it on.
10-4 on the ingrown toenail, we your front door for sure, how about it?
Break for your vendor sheet dip, 10-4.
Negatory, you got your barbecue sheet dipper, come on by.
Big 10-4 on your barbecue sheet dipper, for sure. You got the one and only Alabama bad boy, we your back door, guaranteed. We just getting back on that old boulevard at the old box, truck 'em up there.
Break the Alabama bad boy there. You didn't bump nobody in that truck 'em up. Flush 'em up, did you?
Flush 'em up.
10-4.
Big negatory on bumping and flush 'em up. Come on.
Big 10-4, for sure. How about you there, barbecue chief dip? Anybody seen anything tonight? Come on back.
Big negatory gets a hammer down. Come on.
Big 10-4 on the hammer down for sure, but ring it on.
Yeah, 10-4, ain't no smoky out tonight. Too cold for old smoky bar. Come on, man.
Big 10-4, but let's not be talking too bad about them smokies there, boys. My girlfriend's married to one there. Come on, man.
10-4. But I ain't got nothing against them for sure. Some of my best friends of ours. Come on back.
10-4. Then you don't need no enemies. Come on.
Big 10-4. Do you say enemies or enemies? Come on.
10-4. Either way, you in trouble there. Come on back.
Big 10-4 on trouble with enemies there. I just got out of hospital there. And they give me one of them every day there. Come on back.
10-4, then you went in that old, flush him up, that old buck, struck him up for sure, then come on back.
Break car, ingrown toenail, I wish you'd quit motor mouthing about that old, truck him up, flush him up for, how about it?
Flush him up.
10-4.
Well, 10-4, our barbecue sheep did, but that was a good watch, I guarantee you. What's your home 20? Come on back.
10-4, we have that old Camel City there. Come on back.
Hey, mercy day. Big 10-4 on that Camel City for sure. You don't know little beaver over there by the name of the Trucker's Looker, do you? Come on back.
Come on back.
Yeah, I guarantee you, she knows every trucker on the road. Absolutely, I see her about twice a week when I'm in that old Camel City. Come on back.
Big 10-4 there. Tell me more about it there. Come on back.
Yeah, Big 10-4, she's married there, but not so you know it there. Come on back.
10-4, that old trucker look my better half. Come on back. Come on back.
Big negatory, I ain't got old ingrown toenail, done got off his old super slab, for a short, and a long cup of coffee, come on back.
A 10-4 there, what is it did he take, come on back.
10-4, looks like he pulled off where they weren't no exit, with the pedal to the metal, for sure, bring it on.
Big tempo or a break for that old ingrown toenail. Boy, if you got them ears on you, you better keep that old hammer down across them old cornfields. Cause I'm on the flip-flop and on your tail, cotton picker. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Boy, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy's sake, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on here. Yeah, 10-4 Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite. He needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. Go catch them.
I was sitting in a terminal waiting for my load when a greenhorn driver came in off the road. I heard him tell that foreman, get my little pink slip. This rum's too tough and I'm gonna quit. Now the foreman that day happened to be old Joe. Man, he was older than time. He said, son, how long you been driving this rig? You know, I drove all shape, form, fashion, and kind. Here you are worried about this one little trip. Well, I drove a million miles and then some. He looked at Greenhorn right in the eye and said, boy, there ain't no easy run. I drove far away, interstate, Mount Weld, Great Lakes, overnight in time, Mayflower and Freight Line,
Spectre and Yellow Transit Western to left. Red Ball Rider, Northwestern, Big CF, Beaver, Bell, Hoover, the Gleams, Gateway and a Motor Freight and Transport Wagons, Dixie, Ohio, Trans-American, some East Texas, Mason, Dixon, Watkins, and Transcon, Wilson, Associates, got all that driving done. Now tell you, boy,
there ain't no easy run.
You got a gal in Texas, they send you up to Maine. You got a gal in New York, they send you out to Plains. I know what your problem is, you got woman trouble, son. But like I said, there ain't no easy run. I drove Paul Navajo and Brady through D.C. North American Allies, Chicago Motor Freight and Pie. B-Mac and Curtis, Eastern NMX. Then there's a Garrett, an Ace, a Petro, an ETMF, Neptune, and Heron, and Briggs, and Sealand. There's a Dudley, and a Dorsey, and a Beacons, and a Cunningham. Cooper, McRory, and Jones, an American dude. Blackney and Central, Standard, Boston, Sioux, and United, Buckingham. Got all that driving done. Tell you, boy,
there ain't no easy run.
I've been backward and forward, uphill and downhill. Chills and stills and drills and pills. I bought Atlas and Kramer, Alabama Highway Express, Berkeley Line and Long and Harris, General Strickland, Geek and Key. How about New Orleans on a Friday afternoon? That'll blow a hole in your underwear. That's something else. There's an Atlantic Daily.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell will mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Midnight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time.
was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and the Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on Channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. He said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And a little boy's voice came on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" Well, I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, it gets lonesome, and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." Well, I told him to fire up that mic, and I talked to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my dad is dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet.
and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes, late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. I know you fellas are too busy to bother with me. Well, you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now, since my dad is gone. Not one breaker came on that old CB, as that little cripple boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Well, Teddy Bear's gonna back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll be happy to get back to you. Well, I keyed the mic and said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this big load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh boy, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little cripple boy was having a ball. Why, as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would take him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And when we were all done, I brought him in and sat him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama came home. And each driver said goodbye, and they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio, and I got another surprise. "Breaker 19," came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true." I'm back on out now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4, and goodbye.
Some time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half starved and shaking from fear. Well, I just had to make friends with him. So I picked him up and put him in the cab. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe. And as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, that's when I knew that Little Joe would be with me for a long, long time. Well, a few months later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the old CB and not paying much attention to my back door. And Little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and I saw a Smokey in the mirror, and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard Little Joe barking, and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's the old Smokey situation, Little Joe?" And Little Joe said, "Gruff." Aw, that just tore him up. And the next 200 miles just flew by, 'cause everybody on that CB wanted to talk to Little Joe. Well, one night we were headed through the Smokies in East Tennessee. little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB, and suddenly we were in the worst storm that I'd ever seen. All at once I saw headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded in the rain, so I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way, and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire, and I couldn't move. But somehow, little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. Well, I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight. Oh, God, now I can't even drive. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And then I thought, well, now, where's little Joe? Ain't nobody said anything about little... Oh, I was so sad because I figured little Joe had given his life to save me. Well, my brother asked me to come live with him. And when he opened the door to my new room, I heard an old CB just a-blaring away. Well, I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, ratchet jawing in the distance. So I broke for him, and he came right back to me. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear was a-yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown Teddy Bear out. And I said, hey, what's going on? Teddy Bear said, open your front door, good buddy. I'm just outside. Lord, the roar of engines seemed to rock the house. And all around me, I could hear familiar voices and slamming doors. Oh, I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there. And then I heard something I couldn't believe. Little Joe, that bark? Why, it had to be Little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me. And I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. And then I felt something strange. Little Joe hadn't worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a handle. A hush fell over my friends, and I realized, Lord, my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.
Special I'd like to say to all you truck drivers out there who might be listening right now. Also, a truck driver's prayer that I'd like to pass on to you. Cause I think it's kind of special too. But first, now I've got a few things I've been wanting to say to you guys for a long time. And I think right now's a good time to do it. Like, did you know that me and just about everyone in country music who travel a lot have nothing but the highest respect for you, the truck driver? Because it's a fact that some of the best drivers are truck drivers. And the most safety-minded, the most courteous, and the first to stop and help when there's trouble. And little things like blinking signal lights to help someone pass. So you just gotta be good people. Like some I've had the pleasure of meeting. Down-to-earth, hard-working family men. And a lot of you like our country music, and that makes you okay in my book. Sound like I'm blowing smoke, don't it? But I'm not. Of course, it boils down to this. If everyone would drive like you guys do, there'd be a lot less accidents and deaths on the highway. So, truck driver, buddy, you're appreciated more than you'll ever know, and we salute you. Now for the prayer. Now, this truck driver's prayer was sent to me by a truck driver from Oklahoma City. He found it at a truck stop, Mary's Cafe, in Cairo, Illinois. Now, this prayer means a lot to him, and I think it will you, too. So, if you will, give a listen and see if it isn't your prayer, too. Dear God above, bless this truck I drive and help me keep someone alive. Be my mortal sight this day on streets where little children play. Bless my helper fast asleep when the night is long and deep. And keep my cargo safe and sound through the hours big and round. Make my judgment sound as steel. Be my hands upon the wheel. Bless the traveler going past.
and teach him not to go so fast. Give me strength for every trip, so I may care for what they ship. And make me mindful every mile that life is just a little while. Amen.
Within my soul, white line fever. The years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on. What makes me keep on humming this old highway song? I've been coast to coast 100 times or more, and I ain't found one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever. The years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. While born down deep within my soul, white line fever. The years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on. What makes keep on humming this old highway song? I've been coast to coast 100 times or more, and I ain't found one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever. The Years keep flying by like the highland poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. Why?
Chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before, saying,
"Break 19, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some Bear Smokies? CB Savage here. Come on."
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, "Hey, did you hear what I just heard?" He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 19 call, when that CB device come back to life just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
"Break 19 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost?" Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
"Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on."
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't gonna be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
"Yo-ho, breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket writing party. Y'all were so busy copying my put on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down anytime now. This is your CB Savage, the Smokey's friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall. That is all. Bye bye."
Down 75 or 85 or I-20 the other way. Turn your squelch to the right and in the night you'll hear some good buddy say,
"Breaker, breaker, got a picture taker, old Smokey's at 43.
It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CB. Yeah, Citizens Band keeps you up to date with the Fender Benders and the Tijuana Texans and all them bears out there flip-flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life, your CB's got a rate right around number 4. Biscuits and Merle Haggard come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loading down coming out of Lake City. I was checking out seat covers young and pretty. When all of a sudden there come a call over my CB ringing wall to wall. Said Clover Double Nickels as you hit the ridge, cause there's a smoke picture taken the other side of the bridge. Oh, mercy, appreciate that, good buddy. What's your handle there, come on? I got any county mounties out there prowling, come on? And he said,
10-4 back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon town, gonna see my mama, sure. Where the bears are gone, let's bring it on. The Georgia line's out of sight. Pulled out of Richmond town last Saturday night, and my handle is the White Knight. How about it?
All right, White Knight, hammer down, you got the mean machine here. Was a streaking, my needle was a peaking a light around 79. That old diesel juice was a getting loose, and everything was fine. But wall to wall, I got a call, front door, big bear trapper. Said, "Break 19, good buddy of mine, you got a smoky and a plain white wrapper." Well, I jammed my stick, I lost 20 quick, you could hear them gears a-tearing. I got fans by my beaver and a Camaro, I was cruising alone, and going so slow, I could count every button on that frilly blouse she was wearing. Of course, there wasn't but one. "Hey there, Super Trooper. Yeah, that's the crafty Smokey over there with a CB of his own. Hey, White Knight, let's slide one on the Super Trooper, come on."
10-4 back door, put the pedal to the metal, what you waiting for? That old fight can't stay inside, gonna leave you here and say no more, how about...
Whoa now, buddy, that's fighting talk, I'd get up there and blow your doors off. Well, I hammered down like I had wings, little gravels in my wheels going ping, ping, ping. About the time I hit 92, saw something flashing in my rear view. Thought to myself, that can't be true, but there it was, oh, blue, blue, blue. Uh-oh, bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot. Well, I could see that bear laughing big, hanging in tight on the back of my rig. Right there and then it came to me wall to wall. So in that cold, dark Georgia night, in the shadows of Smokey Bear's blue light, I decided to make me just one more CB call. Breaker 19 for the Super Trooper. Hey there, Smokey, old buddy. tell me if I'm right, or are you my front door? Are you the white knight? Come on, ain't he Satan?
Four, back door, you're in a heap of trouble, boy, that's for sure. Gonna read you your rights and treat you far. Pull over there with your rocking chair. Want you boys to know each other real well, 'cause you gonna be sharing the same jail cell. You make 12 cotton pickers I've caught tonight from the front door of that white knight. How about it? 40 miles over the speed limit. You boys gonna be here a spell.
That's it, cotton pickers. I've done been grounded. My tail in jail, my rig impounded. So when you're coming through the Georgia night, don't ever get no front door call. The white knight. No, sir. Wind up in the pokey with smoke. I'm gonna pull that old CB thing out by the wire.
Hello? I'm a truck. You've heard songs about truck drivers. Many times their stories told, how they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road, about the Feather River Canyon and climbing the old grapevine, that old roadhouse down in Texas and the girls they've left behind. You've heard their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine. But if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They'll drive their way glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Well, there he sits in that tray, drinking coffee and telling lies. Probably telling them how he topped that hill 10 miles back. He ought to tell them how he missed a gear and that Volkswagen bus full of hippies passed us like I was sitting up on Jack. Or how we took that curve over on 66. Had been me hanging on the shoulder, we'd have both wound up in the ditch. If we're on time, he takes the credit. If we're late, I get the blame. Up those hills with shutters open, my stacks are running flame. My tackle running red lights, sucking diesel from the tanks. I take him south and bring him back without a word of thanks. So now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way to glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Look at him sipping coffee and flirting with that waitress. And what do you think he left me? That's right, next to a cattle truck. Why couldn't he have put me next to that little pink Mac sitting over there? Gosh, she's got pretty mud flaps. And talk about stacked, they're both chromed. Well, he'll be coming out in a minute, and he'll get that bar, and he'll go around and beat on the tires. You know, for 2 pints of diesel, I'd have a flat on the inside tool. Ha, that fix him. I never did like the way he drives anyhow. Thinks she's God's gift to waitresses. He never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's going to do now. He's going to take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why he don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left route. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother.
Okay, that about does it for this week's edition of Liberty Lounge. I thank you all for joining me and staying up late with me. I'll see you again Monday morning with Living Way Out Here on Amy's show at 8 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursday, and back again Monday night for the Shooting Bench. Y'all have a great weekend. Thanks again for joining me. Bye-bye.
When I hit the road, I was really wheeling. Had gravel flying, rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.